Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
It might be going downhill fast. No. Of course not. Good morning. It is 6:38 on WGN, and it's dark. Really, Anna Johnson is in the studio from Chicago Canine Rescue. Anna, I don't know what happened. Last week, I was here at the same time doing the same show, and it looked like daylight out. You could tell it was getting darker, but now, not now as much, but even 5 minutes ago, it looked like it was the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's why I was a little late. I couldn't find my way in the dark, so, you know.
You're fine. Tell us about Chicago Canine Rescue, which, incidentally, I so much respect. I think that's the right word.
Well, thank you for that. That's really kind of you. We are a no-kill, I say no-kill, we're a no-kill dog shelter on the far northwest side in Jefferson Park. Mm-hmm. We house about 50 dogs at a time, and we adopt out about 500 a year. We've been around since 2001, and we've recently, in the last few years, also branched out to include a few cats under our umbrella as well, because I know you love your cats.
I do.
But primarily dogs that we rescue.
And oftentimes the ones you rescue, and so you have how many in the facility at one time?
Typically we have around 50 or so at the shelter, and then another 30 or so in foster homes.
That's what I wanted to get to as well. So nearly 100 dogs at one time.
Yes.
Either in the facility or in foster that you're responsible for, essentially.
Yes.
And those dogs that you're pulling often are from Chicago Animal Care and Control. And they're oftentimes from they're dogs that, frankly, are at the end of the line, though they've not done nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And there's a lot of reasons a dog might end up, you know, being a candidate for a rescue group. Our number one concern when we're pulling a dog or taking in a dog, however they come to us, is their temperament. That's kind of our number one thing. If you're a nice dog who is ready for a family, we're going to take care of you. So
I want to talk about that. So we have these wonderful Chicago dogs.
Yes.
That's the term Susan Russell at Chicago Animal Control uses. And they are typically the dogs you see at animal shelters now anywhere in America. They're not only Chicago, Susan, but that's okay. And they are now, so if you go to the American Kennel Club and you look and you see the most popular dog in America, you'd see the Labrador Retriever.
Right.
Followed, I believe, by the Golden Retriever, then maybe the Poodle varieties and the German Shepherd dog. Those would be the top four if I've got the order right. I think I might.
Sure.
But number one really is a mix, and it's a mix, and if you look at that dog, you'd say it's a pit bull. And what Susan says at Animal Control, and what I've been saying forever, is that, and she's been saying it forever too, and other people as well, that a dog is an individual. And it doesn't really matter the label that you put on that dog or the breed you think that dog is, which you're sometimes not right about. You know, so the dogs we identify as pit bulls, in most cases, are just mixed breed dogs.
Yeah.
And oftentimes now we know. We could do the genetic testing and there's no pit bull in them really. Mm-hmm. It's just the mix of what went in that pot of soup and you end up with a certain look that ends up like this. And what you guys are champions of saying exactly that. The dog is an individual. If it's a good dog, I am going to pull that dog.
Right. And certainly size plays into it when you're making a decision about a facility as opposed to, and I'm sure it plays into, you know, placing them directly in a foster home as well. But that is kind of, you know, the crux of what we want to do. And what most rescues want to do, I think, is, hey, you know what? If you're a nice dog, you're a loving, affectionate, you know, sweet dog with a great disposition, you deserve a shot. You deserve a family. You deserve that love.
Tell me about a group called a coalition, and I love the fact that Chicago's got this coalition, which means you're working together,
yes,
called CRISP.
So CRISP is the Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program. It's run by 8 rescues that work together, us being us, Chicago Canine Rescue, One Tail at a Time, Fetching Tails Foundation, Players for Pits, Live Like Rue, Alive Rescue, and MCP Rescue.
MCP.
They're a little bit newer group.
Yeah, I don't know them.
It stands for Mission Compassion Paw. They're a small foster-based group, but they do amazing work, and they do a lot of work, even just outside of CRISP, within the community, to help people with their pets. And
I hope they contact me at some point. Oh, yeah. I don't know about them.
They're lovely ladies.
And live, I'm sure. Yeah. And they're lovely.
They are.
By the way, our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can text us. You can call us at either number, 312-981-7200. And as I turn around, of course, I do have some texts that already appeared that we'll get to in a moment. Live Like Rue is cool because what they do is they support funding for dogs with cancer, if I remember right.
They do. They provide funding, and I can't totally speak to their mission, so don't quote me, but they provide, I believe, the funding, like you said, but also care packages and experiences for dogs with cancer.
Emotional support.
Yes.
Yeah, for the owners.
Yes. Yeah. And it's both privately owned dogs and dogs in shelter. Live Like Rue has supported several of our CCR dogs that have come through that ended up having cancer. They've helped us with fundraising for them, blankets, special treats. We have a hospice dog right now, and Sarah, the founder, just came over and met her and is like, we're going to get this dog a night at the Waldorf Astoria. So,
really?
You know, they just do nice, like, bucket list things for these dogs and their owners. It's a really great, great program.
It is.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you have a dog that you took in. Turns out that dog has cancer. That may be somewhat unusual, but it's not unheard of. And in fact, you take dogs that oftentimes do have special needs.
Yes. Yes, we do. I think over the last few years, we've kind of developed the reputation of taking in a lot of heartworm dogs, because we do.
Yep.
Because it's so treatable. It's a lengthy treatment, painful and expensive, but so worthwhile. And the fact that dogs with heartworm are sometimes overlooked, which I've seen that changing a lot too. Like, we've always taken a lot of heartworm dogs, but I know a lot of other groups take them as well.
Anti-cruelty is a bunch now. I mean, yeah. Any organization that took dogs that came in from Texas after the hurricane,
yeah,
a bunch of them came in with heartworm.
Yeah, and we get dogs with heartworm locally too. I mean, the prevention, don't get me on my little soapbox about the heartworm prevention.
Get on it. I'm
with you. Important because it's so preventable. It's so treatable. Like many of the diseases that we, you know, do our campaigns and PSAs about.
Yeah, I agree. But the treatable part with heartworm isn't easy. So it's expensive.
Yep.
So that means it's on your back if you're the one treating as an animal shelter, because the person who has the dog finds out that it's a lot of money to treat, and they don't want to pay the money.
Right, and we do cover it for our dogs, even if they're adopted before or during treatment. We still cover that treatment.
And in addition, that's great. And in addition to that, you said the magic word. It's preventable.
Yes.
It's so easy to prevent. So prevention, relatively inexpensive. The treatment, not so much.
Nope.
And the treatment is arduous for some dogs to go through also.
It is. It's a series of intramuscular injections. We do a series of 3. I know there's different protocols via the American Heartworm Association.
Right.
But do the 3.
But one of, I mean, the medication, there's not one of the, there's one medication.
Yes.
And essentially it's arsenic.
It is. It's arsenic based, and it goes on back order frequently. It's no longer produced in the United States.
That's the other thing, yeah.
More expensive and harder to get now than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it's a process for sure.
And cats need to be prevented for heartworm also.
True.
And you know what the treatment for cats is?
You know, I don't. I've never treated a cat.
You know why?
Because there isn't one.
Yeah, there isn't one, you know? So if you want your cat to suddenly die or have a number of other potential symptoms. So oftentimes we see asthma in cats, and it's really heartworm-associated respiratory disease. And if they had prevented, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. So we've both gotten off on a soapbox. What I want to do when we come back is I want to talk about all the dogs and cats who shelters have brought in from other places after the hurricane, and what that means to Chicago. And it's kind of a conundrum that I'll talk about, because you don't want to save the animals. On the other hand, those animals have become way cool to have because they're from Texas. Do they bark with a southern accent? I don't really know, but people love it.
Guess we'll find out.
And they get adopted, yeah. But most importantly, what I want to do, all right, so you take all these animals that need treatment for one thing or another.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
Yeah.
So we have a way you can help Chicago Canine Rescue to raise that money when we come back. From Chicago Canine Rescue, Anna Johnson is in the studio. We're talking about what Chicago Canine Rescue has been doing now for, since 2001, is it?
Yep.
And that is taking in dogs, many of whom no one else will take. And many of whom they're at the end of the rope. And here's the thing that makes me mad. So you are a no-kill facility. And then Chicago Animal Care and Control, or for that matter, the other facilities in Chicago that are open admission are by the general public sometimes referred to as kill facilities. I suspect, I mean, you're cringing now. I mean, it's not the facility's fault that people give up their pets.
Absolutely.
And it's not the facility's fault that they get too crowded. And it's not the facility's fault that on their way to getting too crowded, pets get anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get anxious, particularly cats, but when they get anxious, they get sick. So animal control wants to get them out. And without you and organizations like you, we'd really have a mess. But it's not animal control's fault. So you take heartworm dogs. You take dogs that need surgery and end up with three legs because of it and may even have cancer. You'll take them, you know. Now, the problem is you have to pay for that treatment.
Very true. And it's kind of like what we're trying to do, and I know what many of the rescues out there, most of the rescues I'd venture to say are trying to do, is look at each dog and think, what's your end game? Is there a scenario in which you will have a happy, loved life? And if there is, we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. And I'm not alone in operating that way. That's, I think, how most rescues, you know, we want to look at each dog and think, what can I do for you? And how can I get you from point A to point B? What needs to happen?
But what's the number total that you take care of a year that you actually get out and get in the homes approximately?
We've been consistently about 500 dogs a year
plus.
For a few years now.
Yeah.
But we're still trying, you know, we're always striving to do more, help more, you know, make it higher. I think this year we're going to go a bit over 500,
the way things
are going.
I knew that. So how do we help you?
Well, we do have one of our biggest fundraisers of the year next Saturday, the 7th, the Mutt Strut.
Yay.
Steve will be there to kick off the walk, as he often does for us, which is great. But it's a block party and 1.5 mile walk around Wrigleyville. It's at the corner of Southport and Newport. There's going to be vendors and contests, games. This year's theme is superheroes, so we encourage everyone, dogs and people, to wear their cape and mask and
Jasmine,
get into it.
That's you.
Dress up like your favorite superhero?
Oh, she is a superhero. She doesn't need to dress up.
You got to come then.
Yeah. She clearly has to come.
Yeah.
So you can dress up your pet or not as a superhero.
Right. It's encouraged. It's not required for entrance.
But what's most important is that if you live anywhere near the area and you care about dogs, here's an opportunity to have some fun.
Yeah.
And to support as well. How much is the cost?
The registration in advance, I think, is $39, and on the spot, don't quote me because I don't.
You're only the boss.
I didn't set that. I just kind of show up and do what they tell me because we have our wonderful board of directors that does a lot of the organizing of the event.
Sure. So for like $30 to $40,
you
can come.
And you get a t-shirt and a goodie bag and
dog treats. Lots of them.
Tons of dog treats. Yep. There's people food too. But it's going to be really fun. It's always a super fun event. It's family friendly. Obviously, if your dog is friendly and vaccinated, love to see your dogs. It's a great for CCR alumni and new friends that we might make.
It is so much fun because you see this group of people, 100 of them.
Hundreds,
Yeah. Walking through, with their dogs, walking through Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
And the responses from the people that come down, especially the tourists that happen to be there. Because one of the places you go by is Wrigley Field, mm-hmm. and tourists come to see Wrigley Field. And one year, just a couple of years ago, I was in the group. Sometimes I walk, and which I love, and with our dogs. They weren't superheroes, nor was I, for sure.
Well,
and
this year.
And we're walking right by Wrigley Field, and this person says, there's 200 dogs, right?
Yeah.
This person says to his wife, boy, this is a cool neighborhood. There are a lot of dogs around here.
Yeah, well, we try to reach critical mass on the day of Mudstrut, but there are a lot of dogs in Wrigleyville
anyway.
There are
anyway. So where does it all begin? What day and what time again?
It's next Saturday the 7th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we meet up at the corner of Southport and Newport. So Newport will be closed, and that's where all of our vendors and contests. We have, I mean, it's so much fun. We have a caricature artist who does dogs.
You have a kids section, I know.
We have kids activities. I think we have the bouncy house again this year.
Ooh.
I'm not 100% sure. Don't want to advertise it, but I believe we have the bouncy house.
They wouldn't let me in last year.
Well, you know, you're too tall, I guess.
I've never heard that in my life, ever. In fact, I got into big trouble with the president.
Really?
Yeah, because you're supposed to stand during the national anthem.
Oh, no.
And he thought I was taking a knee, right? I said, but I am standing.
Oh, no.
That's the line I have for today, and that's the best we get. Okay. 3 minutes before 7 on WGN. This stuff makes me so angry. So we Facebook Live the beginning here. Anna Johnson from Chicago Canine Rescue, and someone says here, but you poison your dog to prevent heartworm. No, you don't. You know, I mean, you could read about it all you want or read about anything and believe what you want on the internet. That's just not true.
I mean, if you're against the medication, the treatment for heartworm is way more poisonous than the prevention. The prevention is far safer and milder than the treatment.
No, I'd rather have a dog die of heartworm. You know, I mean, I know. Anna, again, is cringing. We have to read this, Anna. But before we do, the website for Chicago Canine Rescue.
Oh, our website is Chicago Canine Rescue, all spelled out, .org. And if you want to sign up for the Mutstrut, that is ccrmutstrut.com.
Okay. You can check it out on my blog. Didn't have time to talk about Puerto Rico, but on my blog, I have a story. I talked to someone from there who's involved with animal rescue. And you want to read about what's really happened there before the hurricane. Was happening, and now is happening now. It's stevedale.tv. And as they say, it went viral.